It's that most wonderful time of the day when we get Arthur Schwartz, the food mensch, on Robin Hood Radio. So there, here, voila, Arthur Schwartz, the food mensch. Hi, Arthur.
Hi. This is a new feature. I'm going to do a weekly pot pie report because I obviously, what's the expression, hit a whatever, a chord.
Yes, you struck a chord.
With people because I'm not the only person who loves pot pie. Anyway, Amy wrote that on my recommendation, she went, I guess with her partner, to KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and ordered a pot pie. Now, I have to say, I even when it's bad, and it can be, I wouldn't say bad, even when it's lesser, and it can be, I still like it. But it does vary. I'm just warning you, Amy, and everybody else. I find KFC in general, why I don't like it, is that it's not consistent. You go from one place to another place, and one place it's really good, and another place the chicken's greasy and whatever, and the oil is too old. But the pot pie seems to hold up pretty well. It's either, you know, too thick or terrific. Amy's only problem was she sort of had more vegetables. There's quite a lot of chicken in it, though. And then Fred wrote that he doesn't bother with the pastry pie on the pot pie. He makes pot pie soup. I have to say I laughed at this because it wasn't that long ago. Bob came home with some, I think it was Hale and Hardy. Do you know that brand? It started out as three
yeah.
stores. And I believe it's now sold in the supermarkets all over. Anyway, they had something called pot pie soup. And actually, I considered doing that the other day, but I went out and bought pastry instead. So I bought this week Marie Callender's pot pie. I did not look at the ingredient list because I'm sure there were things in there that I did not want to put in my body. But Marie Callender's is a very touted brand of, they have beef pot pie and chicken pot pie. Maybe they have a turkey pot pie, too. I bought two chicken pot pies, and I got them home and to find out that in order to reheat, you just pop them in the oven. It's true, but they take an hour in the oven. And my oven takes a good 20 minutes to preheat to 15 minutes anyway, to preheat to 400 degrees. So I decided not to make them that night. I wasn't prepared to for them to be an hour. There are microwave instructions on the box. I'm always wary of that. Anything with pastry, it seems to me, cannot be at its best baked in a microwave. However, I am willing to try it one of these days. The problem that night was that I needed to make two, and they had no instructions, no timing. This is a guesswork thing. For microwaving too, and then I wondered, is that crust going to be crisp at the end in a microwave? Maybe they formulated this with some ingredients I don't want to know about, so that it turns crisp in the microwave. It does come in a microwavable pie pan. I was almost ready to save that. Anyway, it wasn't so good.
After all that.
Yeah. After, you know, I was expecting a lot more out of Marie Callender. I had to really dig around to find any chicken in mine. Bob seemed to have more chicken than his. It was okay. We both put salt and pepper on the inside because it really needed it. I think, you know, this is formulated for, I don't know, people on low-salt diets, maybe? So Marie Callender is now off the list. My supermarket, strangely, only had that brand. So now I got to go find the Swanson's, which is the brand of my childhood. And I'm sure there must be others. What?
Try Stouffer's before you do Swanson's.
I looked for Stouffer's. They had a big Stouffer's section, but no pot pies.
Hmm.
Yeah. I probably could order it online, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to, I know at this supermarket where they had the Marie Callender, I got to go somewhere else. By the way, this supermarket where they had the Marie Callender, I don't know. is this have frozen peas gone up in price that much? They were $5 for a 10-ounce bag of peas. I thought that was a little crazy.
Yeah, it is, but that's...
Yeah, and it wasn't a fancy supermarket. This is a chain supermarket.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's my pot pie report. I have to report also that even though we usually think of zucchini as a summer vegetable, they are starting to come in now from where I don't know. But I bought some the other day because they looked so good. They weren't very small, but they were small enough, and they were really good. So I recommend you poke around and see if you can find some nice-looking medium to small zucchini coming into the market now. I don't know, spring zucchini, to me, are sweeter than summer zucchini.
Oh,
which
they,
I think,
smaller zucchini? Yeah, absolutely. You know, firstly, we started years ago with the zucchini flowers. Then the baby zucchini, like the little baby
zucchini. No, not baby zucchini.
No. These are just small.
But
these are younger.
Recently grown.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, these were not. I bought some. They look good. They were not that small, but in the end, I tasted and they were really good. And so I decided, and I bought too many probably. So I decided to make a pasta with shredded zucchini. Now, what has become very famous is Stanley Tucci promoted this recipe. It's alla Nerano. Nerano is a place. It's a small town on the Amalfi Coast. And there's one restaurant in Nerano that makes cheese, local kind of provolone cheese. And it's really good. But, you know, as I've said many times before, it's best sitting on a terrace overlooking the sea on the Amalfi Coast. It's not earth-shattering when you make it in Brooklyn or Manhattan or Cleveland. So I wasn't going to make, and also I didn't have the right cheese. I only had some really, really good Parmigiano that I just bought. And I thought, you know, I'm going to shred the zucchini, which I often do. And usually when I shred zucchini, I salt it down and squeeze out the extra water. But I really wanted this to be moist, so I didn't do that. Sautéed just for 1 minute, literally, a few cloves of chopped garlic in olive oil at the bottom, filled the bottom of my large skillet with dill. I mean, I had a surface skimming of olive oil. And then I put in, after 1 minute with the garlic, I put in the zucchini, tossed it all around, and I let it saute with really just a pinch of salt right now because we're going to add salt later. I let it saute. I don't know, it was a good 7-8 minutes. It wasn't fully cooked, but it was pretty well cooked. And that's it for the moment. Cooked up my pasta. I used penne. And when the penne were almost done, I put in a big ladle full of pasta cooking water into my zucchini. And I let that simmer for a few minutes while the pasta was finishing cooking. And then I put the pasta in the same pan, in the same skillet, and stirred it all around. And at this point, you want to taste for salt. But we put in salted water. Whenever you use pasta cooking water, which, by the way, is a whole thing these days, I think people are even putting it in inappropriate places because they read that they should. Anyway, the pasta cooking water has plenty of starch, but also salt. You don't want to cook your pasta in unsalted water. So I well salt the water that I cook pasta in. So you got to be careful about adding salt because then when you add the pasta cooking water, you're also adding salt. A nice amount of black pepper. If you like hot pepper instead, you can use red pepper instead. And let that simmer a few minutes until the zucchini is quite soft. And then I stirred in. Then I stirred in my pasta. Now, I make 3 ounces per person. That's my max portion of pasta, and it is plenty. So in this case, it was only going to be two of us, and I had two zucchini, two of these medium zucchini grated. Comes out to quite a lot of zucchini. And I put in the pasta and maybe a little bit more pasta cooking water and about a half a cup of grated Parmigiano. Stirred in that in at the last minute with the light on low. It becomes very creamy. Not only I've used penne or ziti would be good. Anything that will catch the sauce is a good pasta. Shells, if you like fanciful shapes, would be good. Cavatappi, which means corkscrews. They're tubular corkscrews. I mean, even spaghetti, because in this case, the sauce is really quite creamy with the cheese, and it will coat spaghetti beautifully. So that was really a treat, I got to say. I'm going to do that again. But something that I always do every year when the zucchini starts coming in really good is I make a very traditional, I'm going to say Jewish Roman dish. It's not really Roman to me. Jews in Rome will tell you it's Jewish Roman. But the same or very similar preparations of zucchini are done all over the South, and I'm going to tell you that it's originally from Naples. And in Naples, it's called scapece, but in Rome, it's called concia. In the Neapolitan version, we're frying zucchini, thin slices of zucchini, rounds of zucchini, in olive oil. And then when they come out, we marinate them in vinegar. I like a little hot pepper, garlic, chopped garlic. And you take the zucchini and pour over the hot vinegar, garlic, hot pepper liquid and let the fried zucchini marinate. In the Roman, let me say, you go to one household in Rome and they're making it one way. You go to another, they're making it another way. But the way I learned from a Roman Jewish friend is to fry the zucchini, just as I said, in rounds, in a big skillet, a wide skillet. And when they get brown, you then pour in the vinegar, hot pepper, garlic, if you like. And I also like mint in mine. So if you have access to fresh mint, if you have mint in your garden, how great. Chop up a lot of mint and put that on the zucchini. Now, this is really pre-tomato, ancient sustenance food. I mean, let's remember, zucchini grows uncontrollably in our gardens. Hence, by the way, zucchini bread. I mean, what are you going to do with all the zucchini? Oh, let's moisten up a cake by putting it in, and we'll call it zucchini bread. Zucchini is a very prolific plant. And if you were a poor person, you planted a little zucchini in your garden, you could eat all summer. In Naples, they make sandwiches with scapece, which, by the way, is from the Spanish escabeche. And it's actually Portuguese and was carried all over the world by the Portuguese. So this technique of frying and then marinating with vinegar and oil, if you like, is really from all over the world now. In fact, one of the things that I used to make, maybe I'll make it again, is escabeche of poblano peppers. Very good. Mexican. So, zucchini. So that's concia in Rome, scapece in Naples and other places in the South. I'm certain there are other dialect or local names, I should say, for this fried zucchini and then marinated. Another thing I love to do with zucchini when it's really good in the beginning of the season is, in fact, the zucchini I have now are the right size to do this. I slice them lengthwise, put them on a baking sheet. I brush the baking sheet with some oil. You don't need to put a lot of oil on, just brush it. And we'll use parchment paper. And then you top each slice with a breadcrumb mixture. You can use your fantasy, as they would say in Naples, to see what seasoning you're going to put in. But I always put in, of course, salt and pepper, minced garlic, If you like parsley, if you don't have fresh parsley, how about a few big pinches of oregano? Mix all those crumbs up, and then add olive oil to make them to moisten the crumbs, and put these oiled crumbs on top of each slice of zucchini. Stick them in a 400-degree oven, and as soon as the zucchini is tender, you're done. And the crumbs should get a little bit brown and crunchy, and they're really good. If you want to be fancy, you can roll these up and put them on a toothpick. But I never want to be fancy. not with this one anyway. Though I do, this is a fussy thing to do, but I do like to make to either fry the eggplant, fry the zucchini, or bake the zucchini until it's tender, and roll it up with a little bit of a cheese, and then you can roll them up, put them on a toothpick. If you want to bread them, you can, but you don't need to. And then you just stick them in a hot oven until the cheese melts. Very good. I like that. So there we go. This is a season you can be a vegetarian. There are more vegetables to eat, and not the only thing I'm missing is spring lamb. I've yet to find a source for spring lamb in New York. I did almost buy some nice lamb chops the other day, and then the butcher told me they were $30 a pound. So I just, and they were mostly bones, so I decided to leave them behind and bought sausage instead, more cost efficient. Anyway, so if you want to talk to me, you still can by writing to mmiles@robinhoodradio.com, and that's mmiles, M-I-L-E-S. And I have been getting a nice stream of questions and comments, and I've been trying, but not always successful, in answering everybody personally, and sometimes on the air. Do you have any questions, Jill?
I think you mix it up very well. So the zucchini, how do you slice it? I'm thinking about the zucchini with the...
breadcrumbs?
Cheese is what I'm wondering about.
Oh, you slice zucchini lengthwise.
Right.
You get these nice long strips that are easy to roll. Not when they're raw. It has to be cooked, either fried. You know, I'm always up for frying. I just found a source for for well-priced peanut oil. I do like peanut oil for frying. It's not always easy to find these days. I'm not sure why. And when you do, it's usually pretty expensive. But I got some, and I would do this. I would fry some zucchini. It's not like eggplant that absorbs a lot of oil. So you get the oil nice and hot. You put the strips in. It doesn't take more than 2 or 3 minutes on each side at the most. And then you let them drain. And then you can do a lot of different. You can roll up a lot of things in there.
I understand. Okay.
You know, you got it?
Yeah.
And also, let's not forget to salt it a little bit after it comes out of the fryer, even if you're going to put, unless you're putting in a very salty cheese, but a little piece of mozzarella, a little piece of provolone, maybe some tiny dice of ham, olives, cheese and olives are a very good combination. I've been served this on a toothpick at so many people's houses in Naples and Salerno that I figure it's pretty standard. You know, that's what they would consider cocktail food. I could make lunch. By the way, zucchini, speaking of cheese and zucchini, zucchini makes a very, very good parmigiana instead of eggplant. You know, I wouldn't bread the zucchini. I would just fry it. Or if you want to, dip it in flour and egg and fry it. That way, by the way, it's delicious with just a squeeze of lemon and a little salt. I find the zucchini in the summer less appealing than now. Maybe it's because it's one of the first things I can get out of the ground, and so I'm excited. Spinach. I'm going to buy a lot of spinach this week. The green market has good spinach.
It's starting. When the spinach comes, because that usually takes a little bit of time.
Up by you.
The zucchini,
But I must say, the greens were always the first thing that I could buy in the northwest corner. You know, spinach comes up pretty much when the snow is gone. So, but it's very, you know, dirty. So you got to watch. That's the only part of the spinach.
Sandy, yes.
Yeah, I do at least three baths in cold water until
the water
really is.
Can you get any
really
hydroponic spinach at the green market? That's something that can happen.
You know, I don't. You know, I like the spinach.
I don't know hydroponics.
It may be okay, but you know, I mean, I'm sure the spinach in the supermarket that they sell in boxes, what they call baby spinach. I'm sure that's
that doesn't have any flavor at all.
Really, it doesn't. So I mean the spinach, and I like the spinach that grows in crowns. I find that kind of spinach is tastier than the individual leaf type spinach.
Right.
Yeah. So you know, I'm a good shopper.
Oh, I know. At some point, we're gonna.
So cute story to end, but this is many, many years ago. I hate to think of how many years ago. At least 40 years ago. At a big food event. It was a City Meals on Wheels fundraiser, and it was held at the Rockefeller Center. And there were guest chefs from all over the country, and everybody wanted to see what Alice Waters was doing. Now, I don't want to give you a history of Alice Waters, but I guess she's considered like the number one female chef in America, with a restaurant in Berkeley. It's been there forever. Chez Panisse. Anyway, Alice was making some roasting some potatoes, little baby potatoes at the time when there were no baby potatoes around, but she found them. Anyway, so the chefs came to see what she was doing, and one of them said to her, "That's not cooking, that's shopping." And she said, "Oh, so you get it." No laugh. Ah, there we go.
And on that note.
Everybody have a great week. If you have any pot pie reports, please forward them to M. Miles at Robin Hood Radio. And I'm going to go seek more pot pies.
Excellent. Off you go then. Don't forget, everybody should know, but robinhoodradio.com.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Thank you very much, Food
You're
Mensch. We really appreciate it. And you on Robin Hood Radio.